eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Be part of the show. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
Good morning, campers.
Al and Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
All right, here we go. It's Friday. It's called the Football Friday. We've only got four of them left. That kind of sucks. Eddie Cesari, good morning, sir. How are you? And across from me, his name is Al DeAndre Dukes. What's up?
Jerry, I don't care what Sal says. It is super wild card weekend. He's very much against saying super wild card weekend. He says it's just wild card weekend, but I'm sorry. I've got two games on Saturday.
Three games on Sunday.
I've got three games on Sunday. And then we're not done. I've got a Monday night game.
You know what I say?
That's super.
Screw you, Sal.
That's
it's
right.
It's super wild card weekend.
It is super wild. Regular. When I was a kid, Jerry, they had wild card weekend.
They had wild card
this
weekend.
This is super wild card weekend, which is a lot different.
You used to get 2-2. Now you got 2-3-1.
2-3-1. Jerry, I'm going to have so much wild card weekend coming out
of my... You might actually watch.
Oh, I'm locked in. I love Wild Card Weekend. It's my favorite of the weekends.
Yeah, everybody says that. I like the Championship Sunday. I don't know why. That's my favorite one.
That's my least favorite of the.
I love Championship Sunday.
Wild Card Weekend. Then I like Divisional Round.
Yeah, they're all good.
What's after Divisional Round?
Championship Sunday. Yes.
And the least is the Super Bowl.
Yeah, very anticlimactic, as they say.
Anticlimactic,
I agree. And then but the one thing I don't like about Championship Sunday is when it's over, you feel like the season's over.
Right, season's over.
You get the week in between, and then you got the build up to the game that generally, well, I shouldn't say generally, but sometimes sucks. Sometimes
Correct.
It's good. And it's like, eh.
Shout out to the caller who just called into the end of Sal's show because he legitimately made me laugh out loud. Because we're in a very politically correct world, and you don't hear crazy things anymore. So
right.
It was funny. He called, and he goes, hey, Sal. He goes, what's with the Yankees hiring a girl manager?
Oh, jeez.
He goes, what with all their mood swings and things?
Oh, my God.
He was being for real.
I'm sure he was.
So great.
I'm sure he was.
It was so hilarious. So, shout out to that guy for making me laugh
All
on
right
a Friday morning. That was
nice.
Pretty funny. Joe Judge sort of spoke via the NorthJersey.com. It was the most generic, lengthy. Like, it wasn't just the generic one statement. It was a generic, lengthy statement.
Yeah, it was nothing.
Generic.
I saw on Twitter, exclusive, Joe Judge speaks.
Right.
I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
I'm like, someone must have got a camera in his face. And then I saw it was a statement.
No. And the dumbest, like, it's one of those planned, worst ever statements.
Like
everything
was
the best.
Opportunity, blah, 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 blah.
It was an honor and a privilege and a blah, 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 blah.
I might have Googled that. And that's where I came up with it and just inserted Giants.
That's what I'm going to do when I retire, or if they get throw me out of here. I'm going to take that Joe Judge statement. I'm going to just Google it I was going to insert WFAN for in place of Giants.
Perfect.
It was an honor and privilege to coach the WFAN.
I don't think that'll work.
All of my co-coaches were the best.
Yeah.
Ownership was amazing. Ownership was amazeballs.
Yes. Awesome.
Yeah. So well,
hopefully you've got more time before you got to worry about that.
I better have more time. I'm not ready to leave.
You're ready to retire. You're just not ready to leave.
Yeah. I'm ready to retire, and I'm going to have a big pizza party when I do. I'm going to order lots of pizzas and beers.
There you go.
Somebody had a great point on Twitter to me yesterday. Said, Joe Judge's pizza order alone shows everything that was wrong with the Giants season. He's in New Jersey. He ordered Domino's pizza and Michelob Ultra.
I love Michelob Ultra.
I do, too. I would like to make fun of that, but I do love it.
I Michelob do like Ultra. It. It is good.
I like it. When it's ice cold, it goes down smooth.
Sure does. Was it 80 calories, 90 calories, something like that? So you can have a few of them.
Yeah, a few of them. You watch your weight. Although I compared beers one day not too long ago. You know, I have a couple hours every day on hands to...
Go all afternoon.
To work on various research projects. And I was like, well, what is the difference between all...
10 calories a bottle.
Right. All these light beers.
I think Corona Light's 100 calories a bottle.
Right, like I'm like I like a Miller Lite for whatever reason. Yeah. Miller Lite is my beer, and it's so different. Like Michelob Ultra and Miller Lite, very similar.
Agreed. It's not that much different,
right?
I always thought like the difference would be, you know, if you get like a Bud, is it 300 calories, and then you get a Miller Lite and it's 90 or 100. That's a difference. It's really not though.
But that's a manly beer. If you have a Budweiser with a red label, that's like I don't
care.
And
the Marlboro Red cigarette.
Oh my god. Yeah. If this was back in the day. And smoking was still cool. I mean, it still looks cool, but it's not cool.
No.
Kids,
you stink.
Smoking is not cool.
Not good.
But if it was healthy, if drinking beers and smoking cigs were healthy.
Well, and then our grandparents would have lived to 90.
Yeah.
As opposed to 68.
Correct. It's cool, though, to sit at the end of a bar, like on a Friday after a long week of shows, a long brutal week of warm-up programs, Jerry, and I go to a bar, like a dive bar, and I sit in the corner with a Budweiser with the red label and Marlboro Reds, not
lights. Well, you can't smoke inside, but you could still go hang out at the end of the bar with your Marlboro.
Well, theoretically, like, let's pretend this bar let me smoke, because it's a real manly bar, and just, like... think about my troubles, and I have my Marlboro Red.
What troubles do you have?
While I look at all these wusses smoking Marlboro Lights, and I've got my Reds, and I see these wusses.
Why don't you step up your game? Go Camel non-filter.
Lucky strikes. I see these lowlifes with a Bud Light as opposed to a man's Bud with a red label.
And instead you go out tonight and get your Miller Light.
Yeah, I'll get it. I'll get a Miller Light with like a... a veggie lasagna.
Right. And then you'll walk out
something
tipsy.
Manly. Something manly for myself.
Oh, there's your Friday night right there.
So the Joe Judge pizza party was for his assistant coaches and their families to show appreciation.
I don't know why anybody cares.
I care.
Okay.
I care more because because some people are disgusted by that we got to see photos of this. Mainly Craig in the afternoon. I'm really enjoying that this is bothering
him. That bothers him?
That it's bothering Craig.
It doesn't bother me. I think it stinks that people camp out your house, but
Craig's
I mean,
been
whatever.
Calling for his firing since September, and but he's upset that someone took a picture of his pizza party? Come on!
I hear
you. Come on! He was going to do a walk over the bridge dressed as clowns.
To get him fired. But don't take a picture.
Yeah. Don't take a photo of him getting Michelob Ultras sent to the
house. Well, the other thing, too, is you'd love someone camped outside your condo taking pictures of you to post.
Please, no. I'm a private person.
Smile.
Please. I have nothing to say. What? That must be interesting when you walk out of your house and, like, let's say you're in the middle of a bad scandal.
Yeah, let's not find out.
And people are chasing you down when I'm trying to, like, walk my dog. Because my dog would still have to urinate.
Remember, Craig dealt with that.
Yeah. That's probably why he's more...
That's very possible, sure.
Knows more about it than me.
Yeah. And he's had plenty of people call for his firing.
That's
so
true.
So he understands that part of it, too.
Yes. I like to walk out with my dog and be like, please, no questions. I have no comments.
You really want to be in that situation?
No,
I don't think so.
I don't. Only if it was something really cool, like I was a hero.
Sex tape?
No. Like I was a hero, but I didn't want any credit for it.
Please. But you do.
I did what anyone else would have done.
You've already got the lines ready to go.
Please, just let me walk my dog. I just want to get back to my normal life. Ugh. Heroes have to live normal lives as well.
You're stupid. too much.
More, since we're doing personal news of local NFL players, this was a story that did not get a lot of press. I thought it would stir up a little more. Zach Wilson and his girlfriend, Abby Guile, quietly scrubbed each other from their Instagrams. You know what that means, Jerry? Scrubs from the Instagrams?
I don't.
That means you take down photos together. Okay. Probably single.
Zach
now.
Wilson's 14 years old. Maybe he's moving on. I mean, honestly.
He's a young man.
Who gives a crap?
Had a tough season.
Yeah, I mean, he had a progressive season, though, I think. I think you would say week 18 was better than week one.
Do you think
he got better?
Do you think she was like, all you care about is football?
No, I think he finally turned 21. He could get a drink, and she couldn't, so he wanted to go out.
Listen, I got to get some drinks. I don't know if you heard, I'm drinking a Budweiser Red.
And you're going to smoke his Marlboros.
Smoking Marlboros. I know I'm an NFL player, and I'm an athlete. And
I also think the season's over, so who cares? Like week three, if you told me this happened, or week eight, what's his mindset going to be going into the game? Is he going to be crushed? Season's over. Who cares?
Maybe he blames her for the season.
Maybe.
He's like, I got to get rid of her.
Maybe we need to send TMZ to his place.
Yes.
And find out what's going on.
Yes. Thank you, Jerry.
Certainly possible.
We already know what Joe Judge is eating. Let's send those cameras to Zach Wilson's house.
You could definitely do that.
Or apartment. You think he lives in New York City?
No. I think he lives in Florham Park.
Really?
Yes. I think most of these guys would prefer to be by the facility.
That must be cool to be like work at the ShopRite in Florham Park. You see like all the Jets players.
I'm sure you do.
Right?
Yeah, or the Whole Foods. I bet you
Whole Foods. Yeah, Whole Foods.
And you talk about living in Manhattan. Could you imagine after a day of practice and film having to get yourself into the city every day?
Yeah, no, you're right.
No chance.
They all live out there.
Absolutely. There's no way they live there. You better chance with the Giants because their facility is right by, relatively close to the Lincoln Tunnel. The Jets... My goodness.
Yeah, the Jets, it's definitely a better place to live where the Jets facility is versus where the Giants facility is. Giants facility is like it's
I'm talking about the turnpike.
Concrete jungle.
Yeah.
Where dreams are made of.
I mean, there's nice areas over there.
Yeah.
But
it's not like
right
there.
Is right by the turnpike.
Right. The Jets facility is right in a beautiful part of town.
That's like a college campus.
Yeah.
It really is tremendous. Lots of green grass.
Yeah, lots of green
beautiful
grass
out there.
It's wonderful.
Really nice.
Wonderful, Jerry. It's wonderful. What else do I have for you? That's it, folks. Take it easy. We'll see you.
All right. Hang out. We're going to play some commercials till 6.
We'll see you at 6 o'clock. Boomer and Geo.
How about you didn't even want to get into the fact that the Texans fired their coach after 1 year?
Well, they were terrible. I did see that.
But they didn't
have
a quarterback.
Oh.
Their quarterback was supposed to be Deshaun Watson.
Where did he come from, this David
the
Culley?
The Ravens.
So he came from the Ravens.
Him comes from the Ravens.
His first season.
Yes. Deshaun Watson has all his issues.
Right.
They're not going to let him play. They give him Tyrod Taylor. He gets hurt 17 times. I mean, who'd they finish the season with? Davis Mills? Is that who
Davis
was their
Mills.
Quarterback? And they played competitively.
Right. They're saying Davis Mills could be their quarterback next
Good
year.
Grief. J.J. Yeah, Watt
fired.
Goes to Arizona. I mean, I don't know.
They did throw
one
this guy
year?
In the middle of turmoil.
Holy crap.
I don't know who all these teams think they're getting to coach their teams.
Vince Lombardi's not coming back from the dead.
That'd be disgusting.
And if you're a prospective coach that's got, let's say you're the top dog right now that everyone's chasing.
You're Jim Harbaugh.
I don't know who, let's say it's him, although he spoke yesterday. It doesn't sound like he's coming back anytime soon. So let's say you're Jim Harbaugh, for sure. And you've got a choice to go to the Dolphins, the Giants, the Texans, the Bears, all these franchises. Are you going to the Texans after what they've done?
No.
No chance. Or even the Dolphins.
Right.
I mean, I guess relationship with Ross aside, but the way they just tossed Brian Flores out, why would you want to go there?
And all these teams just throwing guys out, and I don't know who do they think is out there?
Here will be the counterargument. It's one of 32 in the world.
That's true.
But I'm just saying, if you're the top guy and you've got a choice of where you want to go because you have multiple offers, you want to go to Jacksonville?
No.
Yeah, I know Trevor Lawrence is there, but that owner doesn't know what he's doing. You want to go to Houston?
No.
So you know where you want to go? The Giants.
That's true. You do want to go to the Giants.
Because if you show that you're competent, you could be the coach for a very long time here.
Right.
Even though the last three hasn't gone so well. But they lost a lot.
You're right. You're right, Jerry.
And think about it, too. Think about this. Shermer was a dolt with the media, so he did himself no favors. Had he been a little bit more pleasant and not talk down to us the way he did, he might still be the head coach here, and the fans might not have turned on him as they did.
I forgot he was douchey,
right? He was the worst. He was like, you know, well, listen, I coach, you just write.
That
was
idiots.
His attitude. And then this guy, Joe Judge, turned into a dope. Mm-hmm. And then McAdoo was a buffoon, even though he had an 11-win season.
He did. See, I don't even remember that.
Yeah,
that's how much of a weirdo
he was. They
went
11-5 with him.
Oh.
His first year or second. I forget what year it was.
That, you know, the Giants being a winning team feels so long ago.
It feels like they are perennial losers right now.
A loser.
When, in fact, they did win a Super Bowl in 2011. Now, that's 10 years ago. I get it. But the Jets have been waiting 50-something years.
Right, like Boomer's been on the air here 15 years. He's seen two Giants Super Bowls.
Yes, absolutely. The Cowboys haven't won since 1995. Do you think of them as perennial losers?
No.
And yet the Giants have two Super Bowls.
Why
since
do
their
we
last
not
one.
Think of the Cowboys as losers?
Because they're not. Because they don't have 3-13 seasons.
Oh.
They do, and they're you know they are. They've been playoff losers.
And then they're losers.
But they've been a very good regular season team most of the time.
So regular season, not losers. Playoffs,
well,
losers.
The history is what it is.
I don't know
they've got like two playoff wins in the last 15 years.
I don't know if you heard, Jerry, but this weekend they played the Niners for the first time since the catch.
No. Matter of fact, if you go to NFL Network right now, they got one of the championship games on.
Oh. Is that right?
What year they got?
Who's quarterbacking?
Steve Young.
Against Aikman?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure which one it was,
yeah.
But Steve Young was the quarterback. I walked in quickly. And you've got it's the short box as opposed to before the
it's 4-3
ratio changed. Yes. So it looks old.
Yeah.
But it's cool. It's grass. The grass is ripped up. They're a Candlestick. It's awesome.
I used to love Candlestick.
Yeah.
Give me those old beat up stadiums.
I remember the first time we flew into San Francisco. Well, first time I flew into San Francisco with my parents was 1983, right after the Niners and the catch and all that. And we drove past Candlestick Park after you got out of the airport. And I was in amazement.
Right.
I'm like, that's it. That's the place. It's kind of cool.
There was no bigger thrill when flying when you were younger over a stadium.
No, I agree.
I don't know why. Like I would be, oh my God, that's where the Reds play.
It is neat. And not all stadiums have the flight path over them. Like MetLife Stadium, though, when I come back with Rutgers on these trips, we fly right over MetLife Stadium almost every time. And it's neat. Even at night, it's lit up. Like it looks really cool. You see the Rock. It is. It's
right,
neat.
And you've been in this business a very long time.
And it's
time.
Still cool.
It's still, I flew over Citi Field a couple years ago.
Sure.
I was like, oh, Citi Field.
I know. It's just a different perspective. And also, you know, if you think too about going to different places, the two stadiums I've been to that I was in awe of was Dodger Stadium. And this is just a few years ago. So I was 44, 45 years old. And it still was just awesome to see it in person for the first time. And I went to Fenway Park with my dad once. Tremendous to be there. And it's just, you know, that's not been lost on me yet.
Right.
That's still kind of cool.
The new stadium's not so exciting because they're all sort of similar and there's no history to them yet.
All right. Now, Soldier Field has a lot of history.
Yes.
When I did a game for Compass Media Networks 2 years ago, Cowboys Bears on a Thursday night, I was like,
really?
This is it?
Well, they redid it.
Yeah,
right?
I know.
They redid it a number of years ago.
It's huge.
You wanted it in the Walter Payton era.
Yeah, it just didn't have any feel. I don't know. Very, very strange. So, all right, let's take our first break. Oh. We will finish till 6.
Yeah, I now have enough material till 6 because next segment I'm going to do cool games, Jerry, you and I.
Yes, we will do that.
I got other stuff.
I figured you would. I mean, it's an hour, for God's sakes. Sal just talked to himself for 4 hours.
I don't understand how people do that.
We'll take a quick break when we come back. Cool games. We've only got, well, it's interesting. Do we do cool games before the Super Bowl?
We call it
cool game.
We do, because if it's Titans, Packers, not a cool game.
You're right. All right, cool games coming up next. Boomer and Geo, 6 o'clock on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That's fine. 25 after 5. Football Friday on the Fan. Super Wild Card Weekend. Raiders, Bengals tomorrow. And then, of course, you've got the Patriots and the Bills tomorrow. So we got lots to do. And there's 6 games total. So a pretty good pool to do what we have done every Friday. I don't think the entire football season.
Yes, we did.
We didn't pick that up week 3?
Maybe week 3. Week 2.
I think we missed the first couple of weeks before you came up with the idea. Either way, this is your time to shine. No, you're not Adam Shine. Al Dukes, take it away.
You got it, Jerry Recco, for Super Wild Card Weekend. Here's what I have for you. Time for Cool Games. You know that it's time for some cool games. Time for cool games. Al and Jerry, they've got your cool games.
Play it out. All right, here we go. Cool games for a super wild card weekend. We have got 6 games for you. Al is going to run through them, and we will tell you if they are a cool game or not a cool game.
All right, people might say, aren't these all cool games? They're playoff games.
Not
maybe.
Necessarily.
Maybe not. We don't know because we don't even know who's playing yet. We haven't given you the games.
Well, I hope you know who's playing. If you don't, crawl out of the rock you're under.
I say we go in order, Jerry, to keep it some sort of formation. So Saturday, your first Super Wild Card weekend, the Las Vegas Raiders at the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah.
Jerry, is this a cool game?
They're in the jungle.
You're going to
die. I'll tell you this. So I would have said, even just several weeks ago, I probably would have said no.
Mm-hmm.
I am actually looking forward to this game so much. Now, this kickoff is 4:30,
4:30, NBC.
I will be getting in my car at 4:30. I will be in College Park. Rutgers is playing Maryland tomorrow at 2 p.m. on the road. I should be in the car at 4:30. I will be searching. I'm sure I'll find it on satellite easily. But I will be searching for Westwood One's call of the Raiders and Bengals because, A, it's the
Super Wild Card Weekend. Oh, go ahead. Try me again, Jerry. Do it again.
Because it is
the Raiders
against Joe Burrow and this Chase kid who has been unbelievable breaking records. It's in Cincinnati. It's going to be cold. You got the Raiders coming west to east. They made it into the postseason. Rich Bisaccia might have locked up the job. I actually like Derek Carr. I'm into this game.
Me too.
Yes, I will be. Now listen, if it's a blowout at halftime, I'm out. But I think this is going to be a good game. I'm into it. Yes, cool game for me.
Sal Licata thinks this is a blowout win for the Bengals.
It might be, but I like watching the Raiders. They've been a very strange, resilient team this year. Think about what's happened to them. When you talk about Henry Ruggs, you had the wide receiver, or the player, I should say, last week with the DUI. You had another player with the guns. They had to cut him. And all through it, John Gruden, the horrific things that he was writing and that was uncovered. And here they are in the playoffs.
Right.
For me, cool game.
Me too. Cool game. You're saying you're going to listen on Westwood One, Jerry. That'll be Ryan Radke, Mike Golick, and Ben Lieber.
Nice.
So listen for their voices.
Sounds good. I don't know Ben Lieber, but I know Radke and I know Golick, what they sound like.
And on your television, you'll have Tirico, Drew Brees, and Catherine Tappan.
This is an ESPN game?
This is an NBC game.
I'll tell you, NBC. Catherine Tappan has done a really good job. She used to do the hockey coverage.
Is that right?
On, what was it called? It was Versus, I believe.
Versus,
before it went to whatever network it went to. And she came over and started doing NFL sidelines, I think, 2 years ago. She's tremendous. So,
no, look for
good game to watch.
All right, Jerry, let's go to our second game on Saturday. This is Saturday night. New England Patriots at the Buffalo Bills. Jerry, is this a cool game?
Hell yeah, this is a cool game. Here's why.
This is a cool game.
The Patriots won in Buffalo by barely throwing the ball. They ran it down the Bills' throats, played good defense. Then the Bills went to New England and just rammed it down the Patriots' throats. They call this the rubber game.
The rubber game. It's supposed to be cold.
It
could
be
flurrying up there in Buffalo. This is a CBS game at 8:15 p.m. Ian Eagle, Charles Davis, and the human Ken doll, Evan Washburn, on your sidelines.
I am looking forward to this game. Bill Belichick against Sean McDermott. Yeah, this is a good one.
So are you telling me, Jerry, that on Saturday, tomorrow, just a few hours away, we've got two cool games?
I'm telling you, tomorrow you're going to be locked in from 4:30 until about 11:30.
All right, well, then let's check our Sunday games. The 1 o'clock on Fox, you've got the Philadelphia Eagles at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Jerry Recco, is this a cool game?
So it's interesting. I'm not so sure I would have called it a cool game just because I think the Bucs are just better. But you pointed out yesterday, lots of rain, wind, 70 degrees, but it's going to be ugly down
there.
Yeah,
ugly.
I think it's a fun game. Yes.
I think it's a cool game
as well. Me too.
Are you aware, and Tom Brady wasn't aware of this, that Eagles fans are still angry that Tom Brady didn't shake Nick Foles' hand after he lost the Super Bowl?
Well, it's a good thing he doesn't have to go play at the Link. Who cares?
That's a good point.
They're playing in Tampa. What difference does that make?
That's what Tom Brady should have said. Who cares? I'm playing in front of my crowd.
Suck it.
And by the way, this is the Joe Buck, Troy Aikman, Aaron Andrews, Tom Rinaldi game.
Okay. I love that crew.
So that's something. That's your crew for
Sunday.
So
between the weather, Brady, Jalen Hurts, and the announcing crew. Cool game.
Cool game. I agree. Cool game. Let's go to the Sunday 4:30 game.
Cool game.
San Francisco 49ers at Dallas Cowboys.
Cool game.
I have never seen a game other than, I would say, even maybe more so than a Super Bowl, with more coverage.
Yeah.
You've got Nance Romo, Tracy Wolfson on
great crew
CBS.
Yep.
You've got Nickelodeon coverage.
Yes.
Noah Eagle. Nate Burleson, yep. Gabriel Navas-Green, and Young Dylan.
Yep.
Young Dylan. Who's Young Dylan?
Young Dylan's, I think, the 12-year-old announcer or the 13-year-old broadcaster, I believe.
A 12-year-old broadcaster?
It's on Nickelodeon. That's the whole point. And they'll have all the cool graphics and stuff.
Is Young Dylan younger than Evan Roberts when he was broadcaster?
Yeah, I mean,
neck and neck.
Well, Evan was in the Howard Stern movie, though.
That's true.
At what, 11 years old?
Yeah.
I think Dylan is 13, maybe even 14. I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure, but if it's the kid I'm thinking about.
Young Dylan.
He's between 12 and 14, I would say.
It sounds like it would also be a cool name for a rapper.
What was his name again?
Young Dylan.
Young Dylan. There might be a rapper named Young Dylan.
DaBaby Dylan.
You could, yes.
Lil Baby Dylan. Amazon Prime is also covering this game, Jerry, with their own announcing team of Hannah Storm and Andrea Kramer.
Yeah, you guys mocked me when I said the all-female broadcast.
I didn't mock you.
That's what it was.
It's silly.
I'm not arguing whether it's silly or not. I'm just saying I said the all-female broadcast, and you guys looked at me like I was nuts. It was just stating a fact.
Right. The all-female broadcast.
That's all. Yeah.
So that's on Amazon Prime. Westwood One, you get Spiro Ditas, Tony Baselli, and Laura Oakman, whoever that is.
I like that. Oh, no, she's good. I know them.
You've got a Compass Media.
She also works for Fox, I believe.
Which you'll be covering, Jerry, along with Danny White and Kevin Ray.
Yeah. I should be on. Why am I not on that? Pre- and post-game coverage with
me. You're not listed as the announcers.
No, well, because
it's a bad job on them.
They only put, I'm not a sideline reporter. Well,
I'm reading this from Awful Announcing.
I know.
They should have thrown you in there, Jerry.
You know what was cool and sad at the same time? I've been every time I've filled in for Kevin, it's really not that big a deal to let them know that there's a change. It's 1 week. So a lot of times I'll do the game, I'll get the game notes, and it'll say play-by-play Kevin Ray, sorry. Kevin Figures is my board op. The one game I didn't go to, the game against the Cardinals, I made it to the game notes.
Uh-oh.
And I didn't get to do the game.
Now, I did read that there are some concerns in Dallas. That's going to be a lot of Niner fans there.
I've been telling you that all week.
Are you worried?
When the Niners played the Cowboys last year, the place was a sea of red. And the Cowboys wound up winning the game, but it was like a 50-50 split. You saw what the Niners did last week.
With the Rams.
Now, here's the one thing I would tell you. If you look at the secondary ticket prices, if there's going to be a lot of red in there, kudos to them because they basically took out a second mortgage on their home. If you want to sit lower bowl for this game, secondary market, I believe the starting price was $700 a ticket.
Plus, you got to get there.
And parking's $100, I believe, at AT&T
Stadium. Very reasonable.
Well,
pricing.
The few times I've been there, when you drive in, you see the signs. And, I mean, it's expensive. If you want to do standing room only, I believe,
$250.
Just to walk in. Secondary market.
All right, so that's a cool game as well.
Yes.
Lest you think, Jerry, there are only two super wild card games on Sunday, you'd be incorrect. There's a Sunday night game.
Yeah, we don't even. This is not a cool game. This game
Pittsburgh
sucks.
At Kansas City. Is this a cool game,
No,
Jerry?
I have no expectation that the Steelers are going to be in this game.
So you don't
Do you?
even more so. So, you, okay, let me ask you this. Which game will be closer, Pittsburgh at Kansas City or the Raiders at the Bengals?
Raiders-Bengals.
That'll be closer.
I just
so this
don't,
you think blowout city here.
I just don't see it. And I know Pittsburgh, and I was rooting for them last week against the Ravens. I actually wanted them to make the playoffs just for whatever. It's kind of cool for Roethlisberger to go out at least with a postseason berth.
Yes.
But I just don't see how, and I know the Chiefs aren't what they were. I don't see it.
Jerry, the Chiefs are who we thought they
were. I know,
were.
But the Steeler offense was not good last week in Baltimore, but neither were the Ravens. I expect the Chiefs to score. I don't think the Steelers can keep up with them. And didn't the Chiefs blow them out the one time they played this
year?
They did.
They blew them right out.
Yeah, I hope I'm wrong. I hope we get a good Sunday night game, although I'd probably be asleep. I hope it's a good game. I don't see it, though.
That's your Al Michaels, Chris Collinsworth, and Michelle Tafoya.
Yeah, I'm going to say not for me. It's not a cool game.
All
sorry.
Right, Jerry. And then finally, to wrap up the Super Wild Card Weekend Cool Game segment, Monday night, Arizona at the L.A. Rams. Is this a cool game?
I mean, you're going to have, you know, teenage boy dreams about this game.
Teenage boys.
Meaning teenage boys that dream crazy things at night. That's going to be you. Rams, Cardinals. These are like your two favorite teams.
I know, and here's what they shouldn't do. Everyone's going to expect, this is what's going to be disappointing, because everyone expects a high-scoring game. If this is a low-scoring game, I'm going to be annoyed. Sometimes the NFL is weird like that. When you expect, a shootout, you don't get one. When you expect a scrub time, you get a shootout.
Yeah, you might. I don't know. You might be right. Maybe this will be 17-10. I don't think so, but you never know.
This game is Steve Levy, Brian Greasy, Louis Riddick, and Lisa Salters with a Manning cast.
Oh, they are
as
doing
well.
That. Okay.
They are doing it.
Okay.
So, all right, Jerry. So I'm looking at this. And
I'll
it
go
looks
cool
like
game on Monday night. I will.
All of the games are cool games except for Steelers versus the Chiefs. Because
yeah.
We believe that's going to be a blowout.
I do. I think in theory it's a cool game, but it's not in practicality.
I see what you're saying there, Jerry. Well, Super Wild Card Weekend. Here we come. Those were your cool games. Al and Jerry just gave you those cool games. Those were cool games. Super Wild Card Weekend. They got some cool games.
I like that you've kept the theme, but you never went to mind games like I wanted you to.
Yeah, no, it's got its own theme.
Time. You stayed with the Little River Band.
Ooh, we never got to the horn section before.
I don't know this part.
Settle down. I might make some appearances in local bars this weekend and just hop on with a local band. Say, do you guys know cool games?
I'll tell you the band that'll do it with you. Lifespeed.
Oh, Lifespeed was playing around near me. They'd have to be in Bradley Beach.
I'm sure they'll be in Atlantic City at Borgata at some point at the, was it the B-Bar?
The B-Bar, yeah.
And you can go do cool games
man.
At Lifespeed.
Ladies
I'd
and gentlemen.
I'd love to have you.
Oh, that'd be so great. But I could only do the chorus.
That's fine.
I say, listen, we start a minute 43 into the song.
No.
That's where I know
they
it.
They sing the song, and at a minute 43, you come in and do the chorus. Exactly.
Bum, bum.
And then everybody in the B-Bar
starts
singing along with you.
They'd be like, what is this?
And here's the best
song?
Part. We do it the weekend that the Little River Band is in Atlantic City.
Oh, my gosh, Jerry, if I could hop on the stage with the actual Little River Band.
No, Lifespeed, that weekend.
Oh, that weekend.
Let's take a break. It's coming up on 20-6. Boomer and Gio at the top on the fan. Don't go away.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
A little Van Halen from back in the day. 5:45. Hi. Super Wild Card Weekend, NFL Friday. You like playing the piano. You know what I saw last night real quick? John Cena. I saw a little piece on him that he's also an actor now.
Yes.
So when he goes on a set for a movie or even a TV show, and he's going to be there for longer than, I think they said longer than 10 days, he's so into the piano that he picks one song, and he, in all of his free time, plays the piano so that when the production's over, he's got it. As opposed to learning how to play the piano, then learning songs,
yeah,
he learns a specific song. I thought that was an interesting way to do it.
So did you get to see him playing?
Yes.
Because he has big, fat wrestler fingers.
Well, he's a gigantic human being.
And normally, if you look at pianists, they have very long, skinny fingers.
I hear you.
So did you see him playing the piano?
Yeah, he was playing, yes.
What was he playing? Does he play that, like,
they were talking over it.
Does he play popular songs or does he play classical
pieces?
They
just said that he picks a song and he is an expert in that song by the time the production's over.
So, I get very bored. Like, I'm trying to learn Everlong by Foo Fighters, yeah, on piano now. And I'm playing along with it, but I get bored so quickly. Like,
really?
Well, as soon as I learn it, I'll bail and go to something else and it's like I have to learn it all over again if I want to play it again.
You have anxiety that you got too much to do. You got to move on to the next thing.
Yeah, like, where am I going to find the time? That's the real question, Jerry. Where does one find the time?
I don't know.
Bart Scott, our friend who used to work here and played for the Jets, the can't wait era of Rex Ryan.
Was he a pianist or just a linebacker?
He was just a linebacker.
Just a linebacker.
He does not play the piano. He says that Josh Allen should take Viagra before the playoff game to keep the circulation going.
Boner
in cold
pills.
Weather.
Now, would that be legal?
That's a good question. He says that in his era that they all used to take it.
Boner pills.
When it was cold, because the Viagra will circulate your blood better.
I
remember
so.
He was here. He was,
I
don't know
it.
If it was off the air, he was talking to us about
my boner pills. Are they ready?
About Viagra being good for players.
Wow. I didn't realize. I mean, there's such a big list of banned substances. But then again, I guess if you're, like, how would you not approve Viagra?
But also,
like guys have wives and have problems, I'm sure.
Right. They need to take their Viagra pills.
Yeah.
So when do they, like, drug test players?
I don't know. Ask Boomer. I have no idea.
Ask Boomer about Viagra?
No, but when players are drug tested. I mean, you can ask him about Viagra, but I was thinking more about when players get drug tested. Because I don't know the answer to that. And the caller that called up the other day, speaking of that was talking about Hollywood Henderson.
Yeah.
She was right. I read that book. It is fascinating the different ways that he was, you know, filling the need of his addiction. In game.
Yeah.
The Mr. One was enough. I mean, he was even, if I remember correctly, was putting certain things in his mouthpiece.
Right.
I mean, just sad. And now I believe, I could be wrong about this. I should check. I also think Hollywood Henderson has won the lottery twice.
Correct.
Is that, yeah.
That is real. So. And lost all the money twice.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yes.
How?
He's lived quite a life, this guy.
He became a minister.
Maybe now, but in that time when he won the lottery twice and lost it.
Man.
I mean, he's lived a life.
That is crazy. Is he still alive?
Hollywood Henderson? That I don't know. I hope so, Jerry. If he is, I'd get him to that Cowboy Niner game. Let's pump up the crowd.
Just Google it.
Google it.
Yeah, okay.
I did Google, can you take Viagra in the NFL? It says sildenafil, which is the active ingredient in Viagra, is intended to increase blood flow by opening up blood vessels. This allows blood to flow freely. NFL said Viagra was not on the banned substance list.
Okay. Hollywood Henderson is 68. He is still alive.
68?
He lives in Austin.
I wonder if he takes Viagra.
Maybe go on the Joe Rogan podcast and can confuse us like everyone else does. All right, so you can take Viagra and play in the NFL.
Would you try that? I wouldn't try it for a playoff game because I'd be like, what if it completely throws my system off?
What, are you going to get aroused during a game?
No. I'm just saying, like, let's say you have some sort of, like, this is your big moment. Like,
yeah,
I would use this in a preseason game.
I think this
game.
Has been used so many times now by guys.
Viagra?
Yeah, like what side effect would you have, do you think, during a game? And I know every medication has a side. Trust me, I see the commercials. Take aspirin, side effect, death. I mean, these commercials are killer. But I think I would be comfortable enough to do it.
From what I heard, Jerry, Viagra could give you a really bad headache.
So that's happened to you before?
That's what I've heard. I don't know. I've heard it could give you a headache.
Before or after?
I think the whole time it's in your system.
Really? So it's not like you take
that's
it,
what I heard.
You have some time either on the field playing football or some time perhaps in the bedroom, and then the headache arrives. You're telling me once you've taken it, you've gotten a headache.
That's what I've heard. Taking Viagra cuts the risk of Alzheimer's.
Really?
By up to 69%.
Come on. Oh, 69.
That is true. That was a real. That was an actual real study.
That was a real stat.
Yep.
Well, then why are we not taking Viagra then?
Viagra, bitches.
Remember when you used to watch NFL games and there were Viagra and Cialis commercials nonstop? How
absolutely
uncomfortable that was if you were watching with your children.
Yes.
Or your wife who nudged you and is like, why don't you get some of this Viagra?
When do you think we did this story?
Which one?
Viagra and cutting the
Alzheimer's?
Yes.
About a month ago.
It was. I have no recollection of doing this.
I do.
Yeah, look at this. A new study shows that drugs commonly used to treat ED, such as Viagra, may reduce a person's risk of developing Alzheimer's by 69%. Wow.
Now you can just get boner pills just sent to you in the mail.
I got to be honest
really
with you.
The...
I would talk to my doctor. Because I'm that's the one thing I'm frightened of.
What's
of Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's?
Very much so, yes.
Plus, this is a great excuse. Like, you go, oh, I don't need these Viagra for the bedroom. I need it for protect myself from Alzheimer's.
However you want to spell it out.
Yeah.
This, to me, with our hours we work, the lack of sleep we get, God knows how many brain cells are dead up there. I mean, I can't put a sentence together most mornings. And I really do believe it's because my brain's not up yet. This to me is actually very intriguing, and I don't remember doing the story with you.
If you were to go and pick up your Viagra from the pharmacy, you'd just be like, I would just immediately be like, this is for potential Alzheimer's down the road.
No, I'd do the mail order.
I have no problem. I would make an announcement over the Walgreens speaker. I have no problem getting razzed, in case you're wondering, but I'm doing this for my potential Alzheimer's.
You're going to go on a loudspeaker and do that.
Just so I'm not embarrassed. I've also figured this out. You know how all these places with embarrassing things you get in the mail, they go, it will come in a discreet packaging. So now the mailman knows when you get a discreet package, it's boner pills.
Not necessarily. It doesn't have to be. You've never gotten anything in a discreet packaging that's not a boner pill? I said that out loud, didn't I? We got to take a break. It's 5:52.
Now when I see my neighbors getting discreet packages, I'm like, boner pills.
Alzheimer's. Quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up. Boomer and Gio at the top right now in Odyssey Sportsman. It's Amy Lawrence on Wild Card Weekend.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
All right, welcome back. Knicks made a solid trade yesterday, getting Cam Reddish. The Nets arrested Kevin Durant, got blown out by the Thunder. The Rangers shut out the Sharks, and the Islanders are back in action, beat the Devils. DePaul, by the way, beat Seton Hall.
DePaul Seton Hall.
Yes.
Victor Cruz, Jerry, former Giants wide receiver, he's bringing Crystal Burgers. That's like a fast food, sort of like a White Castle. They're normally all down south, but he's bringing...
Never heard of Crystal Burgers.
Yeah, when I was in Florida, they definitely had Crystal Burgers. It's these little fast food restaurants, like a drive-up, a very small dining room, and you get the tiny mini burgers.
All right.
Mini burgers.
What about him?
Sliders. He's getting a franchise for Paterson, New Jersey, his hometown.
Good for him.
He said he was out on the golf course with the Crystal Burgers guy. They got to talking. Now he's opening a Crystal Burgers.
How much business is done on the golf course?
They say a lot of business, Jerry, is done on the golf course. That's why you have to learn to golf.
So will you go to Paterson and check out Crystal Burgers?
No, but if it was one near me, I might. Like that's the type of place, because it's unique and it's not anywhere else around here.
Right.
That people will...
When it's new. Although... Sonic was relatively new when it came to my area. That kind of died out quickly.
Yeah, but when in certain areas, because there was a Sonic near me when I was in Basking Ridge and it just opened, it was always packed.
Yeah.
Like people got really
into
it.
This is the one I don't get. To me, Wendy's is still the best, but whatever. This Chick-fil-A, I don't understand.
Oh, people go crazy for
I
it.
Know, and it's so nuts it's that the lines, Jerry. You could have 50 cars online.
Yep.
They're closed on Sundays.
Yeah, they...
And I've had it. It's good. I'm not saying it ain't good.
You're saying
but
it's
I
not...
But I am not waiting online for it. I'm going to Kentucky Fried Chicken if I have to.
I have heard this from numerous people, though, about Chick-fil-A. Long lines, but they've got it down. Like, you're in that line, and you go quickly.
That's fine. It can't be that good.
Oh,
oh, stop.
Quite
good. Come on, please. No chance.
Whenever my sister has one of her kids' birthday parties, we get a gigantic thing of Chick-fil-A.
You guys still calling it Chick-fil-A? In the Duke's house?
For years, we called it Chick-fil-A.
I understand.
No one in my family put together that filla was filet.
Well, in fairness, filet is F-I-L-E-T.
Like, we would go to the mall and go, I'll meet you at Chick-fil-A. What does that even mean?
It means you thought you were going there.
WFAN and WFAN-FM in HD1, New York.
An Odyssey station.